You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm JC.
And I'm Will.
And I'm James G. And you're listening to Dude Podcast.
Oh my God, that was beautiful, James. You did such a good job.
Thank you. I did have one practice round, but...
Oh, man.
I think he did it better than any guest we've ever had do it.
Not the crisp. I mean, he's in the studio for crying. He's in more of the studio than we are.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's a given. We are dealing with a professional musician here. But James, we're so excited to have you on here. And one thing I just want to start out with, kind of almost paint a picture of you before we let you introduce yourself, is I went on your website, and whoever wrote your description of you, probably you, maybe.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, all right. But I love it. It's fantastic. And I will just read this because I think this gives us a little taste of James G. James is a conundrum. He's genuine, but also mysterious. He's funny, but also serious. Regardless of how you perceive James G., he will surely leave you entertained.
That's fair, by the way.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, so that's, I that stuck with me as I was reading the bio. But James, please introduce yourself, if you will.
Yeah, so my name's James. I go by James G when I do entertainment stuff. I'm bald and I'm old. I'm a semi-pro-velier. I make music. I live in Minnesota. And yeah, that is me in a nutshell.
I wanted to say, you know, before we start, I reached out to James because I've been following you for a couple of years now. And two summers ago, you released a song called Back and Forth, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's when I first heard you. And I thought, oh, this song is awesome. Not to mention, on your Instagram, it's full of you doing, like, these Heely videos. Like, people don't know what Heelys are. Heelys?
Yep.
It's the shoes with, like, the wheels on the back of the soles. And you're doing tricks and you're rapping. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. And I immediately drawn to it. And so I started playing that song in my car, Back and Forth. My son fell in love with it because he was in the car listening to it. So I swear, when I say we had that song on repeat, we had that song on repeat over and over again. It was great.
That's awesome. And I appreciate you sticking around too.
That was kind of the song of the summer.
That's wild. Like, and just like how social media works to be following someone and like engaged for a couple years. That's crazy. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so naturally I thought like, oh, well, we got to get James on the podcast because you have the story to tell and we're really excited to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited too.
And for me, I did not know you, James G, until I was introduced to you via Will. And I thought it was really interesting. So I creeped on you on social media. But what's so interesting is not only was Will following you, but like I knew like 10 different people follow James G. So I was like, clearly he's a big deal. I think the first thing I want to dig into before we get into your music is Heelys, because Will hit on the fact that he was kind of obsessed with you doing Heely tricks. But like, how did you always have Heelys? Like when you were like in middle school, high school, like when did that start? Because what I remember about Heelys real quick is I remember it was like they kind of came out because me and Will are almost 40. Heelys came out kind of at the late point of middle, like we were almost too old for it. It was like one of those things where we're like, oh shoot, like that would have been awesome if we were a little younger to have Heelys. But at that time, it was almost like we kind of missed that crucial cutoff. And also like they were really hard to find. I feel like they weren't an easy shoe because back then, again, there was like catalogs that you have to order certain things from, right? You couldn't even use the internet. So like, what's your connection to Heely? You're incredible doing tricks with your Heelys. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I got Heelys, I think I was in like fifth grade. So I had them
That's
as a kid.
The perfect time to get them, dude.
Yeah, so we'd roll around like hallways and stuff, and then got older, kind of just like fell off of them. not literally, just stopped using them. yeah, and then I don't know, it was like in college, I would just ask for them for Christmas, like as a joke, kind of.
That's a power move.
Yeah, Grandma Marilyn bought them for me when I was like 20. And so I had adult ones, and I'd roll around at like clubs and stuff like that in college a little bit, just once in a while here and there. Honestly, I was just kind of like figuring out ways to just like do social media as like a musician without just saying, check out my song. Because people don't like to be sold to. They like to be entertained, and they like to have value provided to them. And so it was just one of the like ideas I had, and I thought it was kind of unique at the time. And I stuck with it, I guess. So yeah, that's kind of the story in a nutshell.
I was in college and I've had a couple drinks, and all of a sudden, like, I see you and you're healing to me. Like, instantly, you're my best friend. If I'm a woman, like, clearly, like, that's the guy I want to go home with. You know what I mean? Like was there a magic to the Healy at that point in life?
I just had my drunk friends pull me around. I wore them when I'd sober cab. and that was kind of like one of the stipulations.
So I have a question. So you got these when you were in college, and that means there's a market for adults who do this, like on the regulars. That mean like, is it kind of a competitive thing, like skateboarding and like rollerblading, or is it still just like a very casual thing that adults do? Have you found it's like,
is there community of healers?
Some people send me videos and stuff, but there isn't like anything competitive. I think they tried to do like a pro team type thing, but it was like a lot of like influencers. I think it kind of fell flat. I don't really know much about it. But yeah, they tried to do that. I think back in the day when they first started, they actually had like a legit skate team, but
Wow.
Currently, I don't really know where that stands.
Did you remember soaps? Did you ever hear of soaps?
Yep. Yeah, I know what soaps were. There's Epic Grind Shoes. That's like a new version of those. But soaps as like a company, I don't think exist anymore.
What are they?
Yeah, they just like had a grind plate like in the middle of your foot, like, and so you could do that. And then there was like, before, I'm guessing they got in trouble for like liability reasons, they used to make like combos where they had like the grind plate and they were Heelys. That was a thing, I think, in like the early 2000s.
So you would run, you'd Heely up, and then you could just grind on
a rail. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like Tony Hawk. Like, you have this cheat of Tony Hawk if you can pull it off, right? You're just like, oh, that's amazing.
It's terrifying. I would hurt myself. I'm so happy those don't exist.
It's funny you say that, because I wonder, like, you do all these videos and have you gotten hurt, or have you done something that you were like, that was a really stupid thing to do?
It doesn't happen super often. Like, we've been doing the video since the end of 2018. And so like over time, like my knees and like feet and stuff, like just like long-term like injury, cause they're not like great for you. So there's like a little bit of that. Otherwise, like, yeah, I've caught a wheel like on a ledge and fallen off and different things like that. It's only like once every like few years though. It's not like super common.
Okay.
That's impressive, actually, James G.
I try not to push myself too hard because I don't want to get hurt.
He's an athlete, you know what I mean? Like, he's prepped. I think if you're prepped and you stay in, you know, peak condition like yourself. So to take a step back, James, is there anything, any songs out there right now that you want to promote? Anything upcoming that you want to tell the dude listener fans?
Yeah, for sure. So I recently rebranded as Bald. I used to have hair, but it wasn't very much. And so I shaved it and I made a music project called Just a Hair.
It's so good.
Thank you. And that has three songs on it. The most popular one right now is Hottie.
It's so good.
Love Hottie. Love it. I listened to it. Like, again, I discovered it a couple weeks ago when Wilt was telling me about that.
Yeah, so that one's definitely the most popular one. And outside of that, I've been doing a new thing this year where I make like visualizers and lyric videos. So I post the full ones to YouTube, and what it is it's just like a single shot that kind of represents the song in some way, shape, or form, and then it's the lyrics are on the screen. And so that's a new thing. I have one coming out for Follicle, which is the second song on that project. That comes out on February 24th, so depending when this comes out, it'll either have just come out or it's coming out shortly after, and then I'm making one for Hottie. I think this weekend we're going to film. So yeah.
Tell people where they can listen to it.
Yeah, YouTube or Instagram, or where can they find you?
Yeah, so it's James G, all one word, on streaming platforms. So that's going to be Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon, like all of the streaming platforms like that for music. Otherwise, on social media, it's at James Makes Music.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
So you talked about the hair EP. You had to have sat down and said, I'm not going to write just one thing about hair. I'm going to write three songs about hair. How did you come up with an EP all about hair?
So I wrote Hottie, and I had mixed feelings about it, honestly. I'm like, it could be taken as kind of like tacky, or people could embrace it and be like, yeah, it's cool to be bald. It's not a big deal. And so I wrote that song, and I kind of decided, like, I'm going for the rebrand. I might as well, like, kind of double down or triple down, I guess, in this case. And so I'm like, what else could I do? And, like, what kind of natural progression could I make, like, with, like, the tone and the overall message in the songs? And so Hottie was the one. I'm like, that has to be the end. Like, just be confident, be yourself. And then I just built around it from there. So Just a Hair was the second one I wrote. And that was kind of the start one that's kind of contemplative. Make sure I said that right. And then Follicle's the middle one where it's like, I don't really know what's going to happen, but that's okay. And then Hottie's like, you just got to believe, baby. So yeah, it started with Hottie. And then from there, I'm like, what can I build around Hottie? And that all kind of happened like in November and December. So it was a really quick turnaround for me. So I had pressure and I made a pseudo deadline and I did it.
You record this all by yourself?
Yep. Yeah. I make all the beats and record and engineer and all of that stuff. Yep.
Do you what I love too, and when I was looking through your catalog, is I love the art on the EPs and the album. Do you do your art as well?
Yep. Yeah. I draw it all and then put it on the computer, vectorized. Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's great, man. You're a one-stop shop, man. That's fantastic.
Kind of out of necessity, but yeah, now that I'm like 30, I'm like, okay, I've done it all for quite a few years. You know, I know enough of what I'm doing, not everything, but yeah, thank you.
And do you do this full time? Like, is this your full time job or?
It has been for coming up on 3 years.
Wow.
Dude, oh my God, that's incredible. So you are James G. All that you don't have to, you know, be Clark Kent during the day and then become James G. Not at night. You can always be James G, which I'm sure is amazing. I'm sure sometimes it's exhausting as well, but seriously, that's an incredible thing, because I'm imagining you're doing what you love.
I don't know. Music's a big passion of mine, so I think I'll just do that forever regardless. And so, yeah.
Like, can you talk a little bit about the formation of what is now James G, and like what also, like what started it, you getting into music, and then what was your going viral moment, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. So I started writing songs when I was like 10 years old. And also it was like YouTube was still, was just a few years old, and I'd make videos, right? Yeah. So I'd write sketch comedy things and even songs to like accompany that like at times. And I tried to start bands throughout middle school, high school. And it was just really, really tough because we'd make the MySpace page. We'd do all of the work. All the songs would be written, and then we just wouldn't practice. It was my senior year of high school, and I always wanted to do like music entertainment full time. I knew that from a pretty young age, probably around 10 years old. And so I just decided I was just going to shoot my shot, recorded a bunch of stuff. My senior year was very, very bad. I didn't know how to engineer or do any of that stuff. I was just ripping beats off YouTube, kind of the classic like startup rapper that doesn't really know what he's doing. So I did that and through high school, and then I kind of taught myself to produce during that time, and then into college, and just taught myself how to engineer through that as well. And
where'd you go to college at?
UMD, so University of Minnesota Duluth, up by like...
I love Duluth, by the way. It's one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, I lived there for like 6 years. It's a cool place for sure.
Like when you think of like the North, like that is the North you can get. I mean, it is just... Like, I went there in October, and it is just gorgeous.
Oh, it's very beautiful then, yeah, where you get the fall colors and everything on the hill. Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
Man, it's gorgeous.
Now, James, are you from Minneapolis, born and raised, or outskirts of Minneapolis?
So I grew up in St. Cloud, which is like an hour west of Minneapolis, but I was actually born in Rice Lake, so in Wisconsin.
I did a job in St. Cloud, Capital One call center.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Headquartered there. Yeah, I did I'm a photographer. I did a job there once, and I also love St. Cloud.
Nice. Yeah. It was a good place to grow up. Still have a couple of friends from there and everything. So yeah, pretty cool.
So senior year, you learn to produce. You start doing this thing, and then kind of what was your journey from then on? And then what was your moment where you go, oh my God, like, you know, I'm getting hits online, or your song took off, or what was that viral moment?
So it kind of happened quite a bit down the road. And so I was kind of fiddling around with things. Honestly, even since like, it was probably like 2010 is when I started to kind of like fiddle around with like production stuff a little more seriously. 2012 was like James G coming about, but still wasn't ready to use the beats yet. And then from that point on, I just kind of made music. It was a little more casual when I was in college. I had a lot on my plate. And so it kind of took a bit of a back seat. But I remember it was 2018, and that's kind of when I decided I wanted to like pursue it a little more seriously. Dropped down to like part-time at work, worked in a music program and helped manage that up in Duluth.
Oh, that's cool.
And did that for a while, and I started getting some plays and everything. But really, it wasn't until, I want to say it was late 2019. I had been doing Heelys for about a year, and someone from BuzzFeed reposted it on Twitter.
Nice.
It was Twitter at the time. And I was just recording a song. We lived in an apartment at that time. And I saw my phone just blowing up, which wasn't normal. Like, I mean, I'd get some engagement, but not a lot. And yeah, I got tweeted out and they found my account and everything. And that's really when like the big entertainment pages started picking things up. And yeah, it was all very Heelys focused, especially at first.
I mean, why not? I mean, again, here's this guy coming and doing rap videos on Heelys. I mean, it is such a power move, man. It makes sense.
What does that feel like to have your phone blow up like that? From like being posted on BuzzFeed? I mean, at the time, BuzzFeed was...
Oh, it was huge. Yeah,
it was just like one of their like writers or something. But then, yeah, because a lot of like people followed him, it kept getting reposted. And then it went on like Lad Bible and like it's gone viral and like some of those pages. And it was really surreal at first, just because it hadn't happened before. And I just remember like refreshing my phone and it just wouldn't stop. And so, yeah, it's definitely a really like interesting feeling, especially the first time it happens, because it's like, what happens now? Is it like it just goes away? You know, does your life like change like that? Like if you haven't experienced it, it's tough to like know what's going to happen. And so,
yeah, and there's not a whole lot of people you can talk to about that either. Like it's kind of it's just you, dude. You're like on that island. Like, who do I communicate? Like I call my mom and be like, Mom, Dad, did this ever happen? Like I didn't go viral. Like it's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's definitely like a newer thing as of like the last like couple generations that have really like dealt with something like this. And so, yeah, it's very, very interesting. And you just kind of, I just remember like doing my best. I'm like, what can I do to like get the most out of this and to like try to make a name for myself the best I can? Like, it's just, yeah, it's really tough. It's kind of a guessing game, I guess, more or less.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
So then that leads me to wonder, are you a musician first? Are you a creator first? Are you a sound mixer first? Like, are you a healer first? Like, what do you kind of call yourself?
I would say if I had to pick like one of the options, I'd say entertainer is kind of like what I like to go with, because I really do like a lot of the different aspects. Like Heelys has created a cool vessel for me to like show my sense of humor, show my music, stuff like that.
That's great, man. Dude, so I was digging in on, you know, your Instagram a couple weeks ago, and something that kind of blew my mind was, so I was a big fan, and this is also going to date me here, of Turquoise Jeep. Like, Turquoise Jeep was, like, awesome. Flint Flossie was, like, I found some of those songs, Let Me Smang a Girl, and How Do You Like Your Eggs, Fried or Fertilized, like those were like early huge YouTube successes. And I read something like you opened for them, or you had some opportunity to collab with them or something like that.
Yeah, so I've actually opened for them twice, once in Duluth and then once in St. Paul, right next to Minneapolis. And so the first time I actually just went to see them live, and they didn't book enough openers. And so I'm like, if you don't make me pay for my ticket, I'll just like open. And so
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. So you show up in this concert and like, are they like looking around and be like, hey, by the way, we have time. Like, how did that happen?
Well, so I knew like the owner and like the people that booked shows there. And I don't know why or like how it happened, but they only booked like one local opener. And so they're like, it was not going to be long enough. You want to do it? And I like showed up in like a t-shirt and Crocs and no socks, and I was like, yeah. So I just played like for 30 minutes, and yeah,
it's incredible. What a, cool. I'm impressed that you did it, because I don't know if with the prep, if I could have, like, you know, that's amazing. That shows your showmanship right there.
I was in practice then. I played a lot more shows when I was, like, around, like, early 20s. And so I used to play a couple times a month. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, like, just, like, give me a couple of drinks and don't make me pay for a ticket.
You're good, man. You're good, baby.
If you're a solo act, how do you make shows work? Like, do you have someone come with you that does, like, lighting or the music, or how does that work?
So it kind of depends. Like, a lot of the venues have, like, lighting, and, like, they'll have their own sound system. And what I do is I play, like, the backing tracks off of my computer, and I just take all of the, like, vocals out of them. I'll leave, like, some of the singing parts, or sometimes I'll leave, like, the choruses in, just because they give me a chance to, like, catch my breath and stuff like that, because I tend to be pretty active when I perform. And otherwise, I did buy a, like, PA system, so I'm able to, like, do my own stuff kind of and take it on the road. So, yeah, it just depends what's available, but that's kind of the general gist.
That's cool. Do you play a lot of shows throughout the year?
Not as many as I'd like to. So I used to play a lot, and that's actually why we moved out of Duluth in part, is I felt like I was playing the same shows for the same people, and it's like, I just want to be in a bigger pond. I want to be where there's more national acts, so I have an opportunity to, like, get in front of a bigger audience. And so there haven't been as many shows, but I'm hoping to do more. I booked one for myself, but even that, it's like, it's kind of tricky to do in this area because it is so competitive. And so oftentimes it's really tough to break even or to make money. And so that's kind of a sticking point.
So I wanted to do, I'm sometimes I go down these rabbit holes and I'll be watching someone who I'll be watching, like, you know, YouTube weird things. And then you're like, you end up on these videos. And I think it's, is it Anwar? There's this gentleman who he does this, like, deep research on these artists, and he'll always, like, Nardwar, he'll do it. So I did one that I think this is a softball, but I do want to do, like, a word association and see, and just kind of what it means to you. So when I did some research, so Chevy Van 20, what does that mean to you?
So I took a cross country van trip, and it's a Chevy G20, a sport van that we bought. So my dad and I took time and fixed it up, and then we traveled across the Western U.S. So we went all the way. You want me to go with, like, through the state list quick?
Here's what I want you to do, actually. Yes, go through the state list. And then could we do a, like, ranking of, like, or not all of them, but just, is there one that, like, surprised you that you enjoyed so much?
Yeah, for sure. So we went to, like, it was 20 plus state or national parks. I don't remember
That's cool.
But we camped out the whole time. It was pretty cool. So we went through Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, just a little bit, Colorado, stayed there for a little bit, Utah, Arizona to the Grand Canyon, then Nevada, Vegas, then down to San Diego and California. Went all the way up the Pacific highway to Oregon, and then all the way to Olympic National Park in Washington. And then from there, we cut across. We went through, like, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, I think, on the way back, and then ended up in Minnesota. So,
that's
crazy
route.
It was, like, over a month. It was pretty cool. It was, like, 7,000 miles.
You did that in 1 month?
Yeah, we drove, like, 3 hours a day.
Wow.
That's actually not that much, though. I mean, it is, but it's not like, I mean, you think about, like, 3 hours, that's not that much of a grind. So it's kind of nice, actually. That's like just the right amount of driving, you know? So you're like,
hey. Some days you just keep going. You're like, we're on a roll. We don't have anything to see for a while. So some days it was maybe, you know, 8-10 hours. And sometimes it's like, we're on our own time. Like, we like this park. Let's stay for 3 days, you know, whatever. And so that was pretty cool.
What are some highlights from that? Like, what are some things that stick out to you?
So I got to do open mics along the way, and that was really fun just because I get to say,
crazy.
I just, like,
awesome,
found random ones and, like, called, and I'm like, I'm not from here. Like, can I, like, for sure get a spot if I show up? And a lot of the places were, like, cool about that. And so got to perform in, like, Denver, San Diego, Portland, and Seattle. I think those were the main ones. So it was cool doing that. And I'm still friends with some of the people I met, like, at the open mics.
Nice.
So that was a cool highlight. Otherwise, oh gosh, it's tough to pick. Like, it was really cool being, like, in Estes Park. That's the first place we drove to, like, in the first day. And so that was really cool. You drive into Estes Park and like the whole town is just kind of surrounded by mountains. And so that's a really, really like surreal like thing to experience, is just driving in there. Trying to think. We really, really liked Oregon. Crater Lake is one of those things too. You look at it and it just looks like it's a photo. So that was really, really cool to see. And I don't know, just a lot of good experiences. All the national parks are really, really beautiful.
Nice, man. So if you had to, and this is hard because I'm off the top of your head, F, marry, kill the national parks.
So I would say probably F, Crater Lake, just because it was super, super beautiful, but it was like, it was kind of a one and done. Like you saw the lake, you went down to the lake and it was awesome. But then after that, the walk up sucked. It was like switchbacks, like a mile up the side of it, like the hill. So that sucked.
It was sexy. I get it. Crater Lake. Sure.
Yosemite, I'd probably marry, because Yosemite was cool. There was just so much to see. That was one we stayed at for like 2 or 3 days. So I would say, yeah. And then in terms of kill, that's a tough one. I would say, I'd say Teddy Roosevelt Park, just because, like, nothing against Teddy, but I'm not trying to get political here or anything, but
all those Teddy Roosevelt fans are coming after you now, James.
I know, shit, yeah. No, that one we saw that one. We were just fatigued, right? So we had just like driven through like Glacier, which was another really cool park,
yeah,
in Montana, and then we made it there and stayed there a night, or like around there for a night. It was just, compared to everything we saw, this is like day 27. It was just like kind of underwhelming. Like it was still really cool. Like I'd go back for like a weekend or something, but I would just say kill, just because out of all of them and out of like everything we saw, it was just at the end and it was.
Well, and I've never even heard of, to be fair, most of the parks you mentioned, like I've heard of, I've never even heard of Teddy Roosevelt Park.
I think that's a national park. Maybe it's not. I think it is. It's like in between North Dakota and South Dakota. I think there's like an upper and a lower. I'm trying to remember what the main attraction was there.
North Dakota. Picnic tables, barbecue grills. I'm reading about it. Rugged Badlands, habitat for bison, elk, and prairie dogs.
Maybe that's why too. It was just like kind of Midwestern-ish.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as like crazy and exotic as like going out west was.
You mentioned the sexy parks. I mean, again, it's I hadn't even heard of old TR Park. I mean, again, and listen, during fourth grade, we had to dress up as a president, and I had Teddy Roosevelt, so I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. So,
sorry.
No. Listen, I'm one. He helped found all the national parks. So I think credit is where credit's due. But it's like, Teddy, give yourself a better park, dude. He should have had Yellowstone and just named it Teddy Park, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that should have been the move, dude. Like, don't give yourself the lamest park.
Yeah, I would have picked a better one if I was Teddy, but, you know, maybe he saw something we didn't, so.
He's a humble man, guys. He's a humble man.
Fun fact about Teddy, by the way, he did get shot while giving a speech and then continued in the speech. So pretty bad. He also couldn't see out of one of his eyes, I believe, because he would, like, continually box his page. I think, like, he had, like, his assistant, and then I think his assistant, like, popped him in the eye so hard that he actually went blind. So, yeah, interesting guy. Interesting president, that's for sure.
Wow, very interesting.
So, a couple quick things, too, that I think is, I'm sure you found this, but I found it hilarious when I was searching on you. So, are you aware, James G., that if you go on YouTube and you search James G, there is another James G that has a space, and he does like very hard rock, like devil kind of rock music. Are you aware of this James G? The other James G?
Not of the devil rock one. I know there's other like James G's for sure. I didn't pick like a very unique name. but yeah, no, I didn't know about that one specifically.
Yeah, he has the space, and it's like, It's scary. I was like, at some point, did James do this? And I listened to it. I'm like, whoa! Like, whoa, this is...
No, that wasn't me. Different James G.
Well, and then the other funny thing is, for whatever reason, and I guess it's just the algorithm, when you search your name in YouTube, also for whatever reason, Bronny James, like it's all highlights of LeBron James' son.
Because he's in the G League. I bet it's James G. Yeah.
It's like his stats. And I'm like, I wonder if there's like some crossover, like you've been able to, you know, get Bronny and G, or who knows, maybe LeBron James is a fan of you because he's been trying to search his son's highlights.
Yeah, he'll stumble across me. Yeah, probably, maybe not. I mean, it'd be cool, but I suck at basketball, so I kind of hope not. I'll just get embarrassed.
But you know what? I mean, you actually could be an inspiration for him because he's also follicly challenged, and he's been follicly challenged for a long time. I feel like, if anything, he may be listening to Hottie and kind of being like, yeah, that could be what's keeping him going this long in his career, you know, the motivation you're giving him.
I'll ask him. He's probably not going to respond, but I'll ask. Yeah.
There's a collab waiting for James G and James G and Bronny G.
Well, I've thought about it, right? Just like all the, like, I made a list of like bald people. I didn't like go like A class, like LeBron level, but I'm like, who are bald people who I can reach out to and be like, hey, this song is for us.
Exactly. That's awesome, man. Well, Will, do you have anything else?
So JC did a little word association. I just want to do a quick lightning round of overrated, underrated. And I tried to pick 20 different things that I think are somewhere in the middle. They're either loved or hated. And I want to see what you think. It's lightning round, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready? Overrated, underrated.
Yep.
Ice in your water.
Overrated.
Award shows.
Overrated.
Taco Bell.
Overrated.
Fedoras.
Ooh, I'm going to go underrated.
Underrated? Okay, all right. Hot take.
That's a hot take.
Text chains. Like group chats.
Underrated, I guess.
S'mores. This is a hot button one. S'mores.
Overrated.
100%.
I could fight both of you, but that's okay. Keep going.
Gift cards. Getting gift cards.
Giving?
Getting. Or giving.
Either way, underrated.
100%. Baths.
Overrated.
Blended alcoholic drinks. So not not on the rocks.
I'm going to go underrated.
Walks on the beach.
Depends on the beach, but we'll go underrated.
That doesn't get talked about nearly enough when people are like, walks. Like, I would completely agree. Like, there's a lot of beaches. I've been on a lot of terrible beaches, if I'm being honest with you.
Right, you're like, this sucks. Yeah, like, you were just like I was just like on my honeymoon. And so like, I'm like, yeah, like that was really like, it was nice. Right. Like it was like in Jamaica, it was beautiful. But if it's like muddy, nasty one around here, like in the springtime, like.
I'm great with that. Okay. Pop-Tarts.
Underrated.
Mustaches.
Underrated.
Crocs.
Underrated.
Yeah. Pencils.
Underrated.
Cilantro.
I'm gonna go underrated.
Okay, my wife would agree with you on that one.
Right, I know it's back and forth. It really depends. Yeah.
Okay, five more. Sushi.
Underrated.
Writing in a journal.
Feels like sacrilegious as like an artist, but overrated.
Dude, I'm the same way. I can't get myself
I write,
to do it.
Yeah, I've never really gotten into journaling. Yeah.
Okay, we got three more. Sleeping with socks on.
Overrated.
Dinner and movie dates.
Underrated.
And last one, escape rooms.
Overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I that one's really tough because I do enjoy them, but like,
I do too.
Limited frequency, like once a year, you know, something like that.
It should be like two rooms, because that's my thing. Like, I'm done with it in about 30 minutes. Like, I'm like, all right, this was fun, guys. And then there's always one person who's like, all right, guys, we're good. And like, I'm like, all right, I'll just defer to you because you're not going to let me do anything anyway, Bob. And it just becomes, yeah. So I completely agree, guys, with that one.
Honestly, on one of my anniversaries, we did dinner and then we decided to do an escape room and we had a blast.
Wait, you did it really?
Yeah. It was the first anniversary after we had our first kid, and we're like, what should we do after dinner? We're like, we can either go out and have some more drinks, or we can go do an escape room. we chose an escape room. I love it.
That's awesome, man. Really? That's hysterical.
Sounds like fun.
That is fun. I think I would have probably gotten smashed, but I love it. I do. I love. That's why I love you, Will, because of course you would have done the escape room with your wife. You're so sweet. You know, with kind of the state of the world, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, I think people are. You know, yeah. It's harder to feed. You know, food on the table than it's ever been, and people are kind of more divided than they've ever been, and. I think what you're doing is like kind of like a light and could just bring lightheartedness to people. And so I just, you know, I encourage you, man, because I think like what you're doing is really good for the world and helps the world heal. So like I laughed at it and loved it. And not only that, it's catchy as hell and it's going to be stuck. Hottie again is going to be stuck in my head as I'm doing the dishes later on tonight. So thank you or damn you, whatever, you know, it's good. It's like, gosh dang it, but we really appreciate what you're doing, man. I think it's honestly good stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, that's kind of my goal is just to entertain and to give people a break because a lot of issues in the world, a lot of personal struggle, everyone deals with that. And so it's kind of my goal just to kind of share mine in song form, even if it's really, really buried, and also just to entertain and keep things light and exciting, hopefully.
Nice, man. And you said you just went on your honeymoon? Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. It was, oh gosh. Like 2-3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Nice. Wow, man.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, dude. That's awesome. Where'd you guys go? Yeah, where'd you go?
We went to Montego Bay in Jamaica.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, first time doing all inclusive. It was fun.
Well, then we're going back from there to Minnesota. Is that always a weird feeling?
Yes, but I was also like, I was kind of ready, right? Being self-employed, it's like, it's not PTO. And so you sit and you have your drinks and eat your food and it's awesome. It's super fun. Had an amazing time. Want to do it again someday. Not another honeymoon, but like another trip like that. Just to clarify.
He keeps doing them. It's really strange. He keeps
getting married. And I think he could just go on a trip. He doesn't have to get married.
So it's his sixth wife just to go on the honeymoon. How did you protect the dome? What? Because I mean, it is wild once you get closer to that equator.
Yeah.
You gotta keep on top of it. Hat, or did you just lotion up, or what was your methodology?
Yeah, a lot of sunblock.
Underrated fedora.
No, it was mostly just sunblock and staying in the shade too, because the sun being like in winter up here. Going down there, it was like too intense. If I was in the direct sun, I was just dying. So I'm like, 5 minutes, go in the shade.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Wild, man. It is wild how powerful the sun is. Like once you just like get out of, especially like out of the U.S., it just becomes like, I don't know, the sun becomes like, I feel like the regular sun here in the United States is like dad from Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. What was that guy's name? Rick Moranis. And then when the sun, once it gets into like, I guess Mexico is still, you know, North America, but like once you're out of the continental United States, it's like the Rock. You know what I mean? It's just a very different sun that you're dealing with. And that's right. Yeah.
It's intense. Yeah. And I didn't get burned somehow. I thought I would at least once, and nope, sunscreened up enough, stayed in the shade enough, and very grateful. Yeah.
And you know what? Looking at all three of our skin tones, you're looking pretty tan right now.
Yeah, brother.
Really? Yeah, I think it's just the light. I'm pretty pasty.
well, you know, again, yeah, either way, it's working for you, James G. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Awesome, buddy. Well, again, thank you so much for being on the pod, dude. This was awesome. And they can find you one more time. Where can the people find you?
Yeah. So on social media, it's going to be at James Makes Music, all one word. And then on like music streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube, it's James G, all one word. If you put a space, you're going to get Devil Rocks. So just be careful.
So again, I've known about James for a while. Some of my favorites, Hottie is awesome. Back and Forth is a classic. And I really like 30. That one's been playing on my Spotify. So good. So you got to check him out. It's kind of like, I equate it to almost Tenacious D. When they first came out, everyone's kind of like, are they joking? Are they being silly? But then you realize, like, oh, their music is really good. That's how I feel about you. I listen to them like, you could just be doing just this, and it would still be popular and killer music. So you got to check out his music because it's really great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate you listening. I still think it's crazy that you've been listening, tuning in for multiple years, because we see so many people every day. If you're on social media, different creators doing different things. And so it's always special when people stick around. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, keep doing what you're doing, because I'm over here in Tulsa enjoying it. My son loves it. Yeah, it's great.
Cool. Yeah, will do. No plans of stopping. So,
well, gents, thank you so much for being on here. We really are excited that you said yes to join us on here. Yeah, we'd really appreciate it.
And who knows? Maybe we'll get you on here in 6-12 months, and we can promote some new stuff. But again, this was awesome, brother. So great meeting you, dude.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks again for having me and reaching out. Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks, James. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be right back.